welcome to Hazel and Katniss and Harry and Star.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Ooh, that was off tune. Ooh, boy.
You can fix it in post, Joe.
Oh, I mean, I could, but also that's so much more effort than I care to make.
Auto-tune in the podcast.
Okay, see, yeah, and I don't even need to fix it. You know what? Okay, this is why we don't sing on mic. This is why we don't do it. You sound good. I sound like Garbaggio. Brenda, what are we doing? What are we doing?
We got a letter from friend of the show, Miriam, reflecting on her own reading of Margaret Mahey's book. And Joe, this is one of those moments where I'm like, oh, I'm a big dumb North American, because I was shocked that Miriam had been able to get a copy of the Catalogue of the Universe in Dutch. Like, genuinely shocked. And then I realized, like, oh, there's probably like a whole community of like global YA lit that just passes by dumb North America. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'll confess, I had the same kind of reaction to this, and I never quite made it to where you arrived at. Partially, we should have anticipated this, because as we talked about in our episode on the Catalog of the Universe, Mahey is not just a huge figure in New Zealand, but this book in particular. Like, I think we all know her from The Changeover, because that was a book that got adapted. But, like, this was her big novel. So I guess we should be far less surprised than we are that it ended up getting translated. Although I will say, delightful that Miriam not only shared with us the original cover art, we'll have more to say about that in a moment, but the title of it is actually called The World is Left-Handed, and I think that that title works almost even better.
Yeah, I really think it works better, and I love, Miriam points out that in the Netherlands, the book was marketed not as a romance, which was our big bugbear. We were like, why are you selling this to us as a romance? We don't care about the love story.
Yeah.
But instead it was marketed as a girl looking for her father book, which is so literally what it is. And the cover art makes so much more sense. It's like, so I'm not going to try to like describe a picture, but the important thing is that...
No, we'll share it on our social so people can go and take a look. Because if you're not following us, then maybe you should.
Oh, yeah. At HKHSpod on all major social media. But no, it's her face. It's just the face of the protagonist. And like, there's like a boy looking through a telescope like in the background. But like the centerpiece is her. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And he doesn't look like a ghost in this either.
Good job, the Netherlands. I would not have picked up this book and expected it to be a ghost story like I did for literally all of the Catalog of the Universe. Sorry, Margaret Mahey. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So one of the other things that Miriam noted was how she gravitated to this book in particular, because she mentions that she was a slightly pretentious teen, which I love because, you know what, relatable content. But I really like the fact that she says the book made her feel smart. That element of literary prose was a huge part of the appeal for a certain demographic of readers.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I can totally see that being an attraction, especially if you feel like a little bit, Miriam uses the phrase, not like other girls. If you're in that kind of phase of life, then yeah, the ability to kind of feel... a little superior, because your reading choices are a little more elevated. Yeah, yes. I totally get that.
I like that too. I will confess, I was a lowbrow reader. I went from like Archie comics to a brief stint with them, R.L. Stein, Goosebumps, and then I graduated directly to Christopher Pike, and never was a literary classic within my field of vision. So...
Christopher Pike is a classic in his own right now, Joe.
This is true. This is so true.
Thanks so much for writing in, Miriam. And don't forget, if you want to write in and let us know what you're thinking about this or anything you hear on the show, hkhspod@gmail.com is how to get into our mailbag.